Hands up who's got a bicycle here. Hands up who rides their bicycle. Okay, who's got a bicycle like this? Mountain bike, nobody? Yes, it's just not an old mountain bike. What about a BMX? Has anybody got a BMX? Good on you, I've got a new one coming this week. I'm all excited about it. You're probably thinking, boy, he's far too big for to use a BMX. But I love my BMXing. I think it's class, just like your minister likes his skateboarding. Sorry, is that a wee... I've let that out of the bag there. But boys and girls, I was thinking, I was out on my bike, and I was thinking about this bicycle. Now, this bike's a little bit special. It's made of plastic. And how they make the frame, what happens is they put the plastic sheets into a mold, then they put balloons, you know the balloons that you blow up, maybe it's your birthday or something, they put those into the mold and then blow them up, and that creates and it makes the shape of the frame. And it's very, very special, it's amazing how they make this. Then they let the balloons down and they take the balloons out of it. But you know, as I was thinking about that and how amazing these things are, I was thinking of something far better. You see, the Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And boys and girls, that means you. You are wonderfully made. You were created by God, and He has made you the way you are, in such a wonderful way. So as you look at the bike, you think, boy, that's okay, that's a nice bike. You are so much better because you're fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Now, as the wee man, probably over in China, was making this frame, the amazing thing about it is, if there was some sort of a flaw, or if there was some sort of a mistake made, what they would have to do is take the orange bit out of the mold and throw it away, because it would be no use anymore. And friends, there's an amazing thing that makes you different to every other thing that God has created. And the thing is, you can't see it because it's inside you. It's your soul. It's what the Bible calls a soul. And just like if there was a problem with this frame on the bike, and just like there, you know, if there was a mistake made and they'd have to get rid of it, friends, there is a problem with every boy and girl and young person ever born. The Bible talks about it. It says in Psalm 51, verse 5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And boys and girls, that's the flaw. That's the terrible wrong thing that's wrong with each and every one of us. There's only one person that has ever been born without no flaws, without no mistakes, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. But every other person, just like you and just like me, have been born as a sinner. And that's why we're here today. That's why we have Sunday school in this church every single week, to tell you that ye must be born again, that ye need to be saved. But I was thinking about this even more. On the bike and on your bike as well, there are these things here called handlebars. And they're to help you steer what way you want to go. Well, they should do. Sometimes they make me make mistakes, and I end up hitting trees and so forth, and all sorts of mischief I get into. But that's what they're for. They're to steer you down the pathway, or they're to steer you round an obstacle or something like that. And it reminds us again, boys and girls, because it tells us about how we can go through life. You can go one way or another through life. You can steer yourself through life. You see, the Bible talks about that as well. It's Matthew 7, and I'm sure you know this verse, or these two verses. Verse 13 and 14 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, boys and girls, there is a broad way. And that broad way is said to be like that because most people, every person that is born comes onto that way. Most people, as they live their lives, stay on that way. But praise God, there's another way. And that is that one way off the side. Now, oftentimes when I'm out on my bicycle, I'm thinking to myself, I'm riding along a trail, and maybe out of the corner of my eye, I see another wee trail that maybe nobody's been down before. And I decide, oh, I'm going to go down that way. And I start to go down that smaller, tighter trail. And it's a lot more interesting. Well, this is what I'm talking about here. Because the Bible says, wide is the gate. It says, broad is the way. But then off that, there is the straight gate. And that word straight simply means narrow. That's all it means. And it says, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. I heard you sing in the chorus just a few moments ago, one way. I'm not going to sing it to you or the place would be emptied. But it says, one way, God said, to get to heaven. And it says, Jesus is the only way. No other way. No other way. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Do you know why that is? Because the Lord Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But then it was, as I was out again, I was thinking, what else is there about this bike that speaks to us about these things? Well, this bike has got two wheels. Now, if this wasn't the Lord's day and we weren't in church, I could ride this on one wheel. I'm sure your minister could do the same. But I'm not going to do that this morning. This bike's got two wheels. Now, what does a wheel remind you of? Well, it's a circle, isn't it? There's no beginning and there's no end on that circle. And this bike's got two wheels, and that speaks to us, you see, about eternity. That's what a wedding ring's about. Although I don't have mine. My finger's got too fat and I had to cut it off. And I have to get a new one made. But that's what a wedding ring symbolizes as well. It symbolizes eternity. And that's what the wheel symbolizes. And there's no beginning, there's no end to it, boys and girls. And the bike's got two of them because there's two eternities. Isn't that what the verses were saying about how that broad road leads to a place called hell? And the narrow way, it leads to a place called heaven. And boys and girls, you come into this world on that broad way, going to that lost eternity. But praise the Lord. You can ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and you can get on to the narrow way which leads to eternal life in heaven forever. And that's what these wheels speak about, because Romans 6 and verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And boys and girls, those who have never asked the Lord Jesus into their heart as their Savior, they cannot go to heaven. They will not go to heaven. Whereas those who do ask the Lord Jesus into their heart will go to heaven. Many of you are 10 here. 10 years old. I was 10 years old after Sunday school. I used to go to the Martyrs Memorial in Belfast. And after Sunday school, I waited behind and I asked my teacher. I said, teacher, I want to be saved. When I was 10 years old, it was my birthday, in fact. When I was 10 years old and I asked the Lord Jesus into my heart. And that's why we would like you to be saved as well. But you know, there's something else about this bicycle too. Because if you go out at night, you're going to need one of these. Is that blinding people, eh? You need lights. Or you can make it flash too. And people think you're the peelers. But anyway, you need lights to go out into the dark. And sometimes all you can see is with the lights. I was out one night and I was in the middle of, I don't get scared easy. But I was in a forest that I ride through all the time in the daytime. But you see in the nighttime, boy, it's as scary as anything. I'll say it here, I was scared riding through there just with that light on and you started to hear all the noises in the forest and all, and you started to get worried and everything else. But boys and girls, if you go out at night, you need lights. There should be one on the back. I was too lazy to put it on this today, but you need lights to see where you're going. But you know, that speaks to me about the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Because in John chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And boys and girls, this is why the Lord Jesus came and died on the cross, to bring the light of the gospel, the good news, that he has died and taken away your sin. That's why he came, and that's the light of the gospel. And by asking him into our hearts, praise God, the darkness of our sin is taken away. Isn't that a tremendous thing? But there's something else on this. You see, there is this seat. Now, your minister wanted me to do this to show you how this works. When I go down a hill, I put that seat down. But then I can do this when I'm starting to pedal again. It does that. But that seat, it reminds me of another seat. You see, in the Bible, we're told it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, boys and girls and older folks, when we die, it's not the end. When we die, there is an eternity. We've seen it either in heaven or in hell, but before we get there, there has to be that judgment. And the Bible also says in 2 Corinthians 5, we must also appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And boys and girls, the Bible makes it clear that there's coming a day when we have to give an answer to God. It says in Romans 14 and 12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And we have to own up for all that we have done. Many boys and girls here get in trouble with a teacher. Who's got in trouble with a teacher? There's some honest people. I know yous all do. Because you look at me and you think that looks like a right decent fella there standing up at the front. Well, I'm telling you this. I got in trouble with my teachers in school all the time. And they used to come and say to me, Graham, did you do this? And I went, no, it wasn't me. And this is why you have mates, isn't it? You always blame your mates and say, no, it was him. And that's what I used to do. And I was the butter wouldn't melt in my mouth as far as I was concerned, but the teacher knew I was a real messer. And that's the way I was. And I had to own up eventually because the teacher backed me into a corner and said, you did it. And I said, well, all right, I did it. And it was only then that I admitted what I had done. And boys and girls, you may not admit that you are a sinner today, but there's coming a day when we'll all stand before God. And the seat on the bicycle reminds us of the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. Something else on this, and I'm going through this very quickly, but you see the pedals and the cranks and the gears and the chain and so forth. Well, that makes us go faster and faster and faster and helps us along the way. And you start out very slow and then you speed up and you speed up until you get to the speed that you want. And maybe you're saved here, boys and girls. Because I was 10 when I was saved, and there's some older ones than that. And maybe you are saved and you have asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. Well, those pedals and those gears and so forth, they all remind me of another verse in Scripture, because the verse says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. In other words, you were to go on with God. You're not just saved to do nothing. You're not just saved to go to heaven when you die. No, you're to learn more and more about Jesus. Learn more and more about the Lord. Learn more about how to serve him and to live your life that in a way that's pleasing to him. And it's by reading this book. And you start off slow, just like when you get on the bike at first. And then you start getting a wee bit more knowledge in your head and you know more things. And then you learn more and more as time goes on. And eventually, you grow up in the Lord in that sense. But then there's something else on the bike, and I can't really do it here because I would need to sit on it. But this bike has got suspension on the back, and it's got suspension on the front. Now, at my age, this is a great help because it means that all the bumps on the trail are all smoothed over. And I could ride over rocks and roots and stuff, and it doesn't jar you as much as an ordinary bike would. And it's a great thing, but, you know, it speaks to me about something else. Because that suspension tells us that when you get saved, boys and girls, what happens? You put yourself into the hand of God. And sometimes boys and girls wonder, oh, I would be saved, but I couldn't keep it. And that's right, you couldn't keep it. It's the Lord that keeps it, keeps you. And not only that, he carries you through life because you're in his hands, and underneath and round about are the everlasting arms. And friends, that's what it says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. It says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And it's a great thing as a Christian. It's a great thing as a person who's asked the Lord Jesus into their heart to go through life knowing, yes, we're going to face all the troubles that everybody else does, but we're depending on the Lord Jesus all the while. Isn't that why the old chorus, I don't think you sang it today, but I'm sure you know it, ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. That's one of the reasons why it's so great to be saved. Another reason, and this is the last one. You see the tires there? They're very knobbly. In other words, when you're riding through mud and all sorts of stuff like that there, they give you grip. It gives you grip. And most of the time, and I say most of the time, you don't slide off or you don't fall too easily. But as those tires give you grip, you see, our God keeps us. And the Bible says in Psalm 26, I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. And that's a tremendous verse. The Lord can keep us. He can look after us. And therefore, when we're facing those troubles in school and we're trusting, I remember in secondary school, there was this boy I didn't like too much. And he used to give me a lot of old jip every day. And I got sick of him one day. And, well, I lost the pap a wee bit, I have to say. I ripped a locker door off and threw it at him. And he never bothered me again. But all the while, I did pray that the Lord would sort the problem out. And thankfully, he didn't come back to me with a bigger locker door to hit me with. But the fact is, boys and girls, as you go through life in school and where you live, you'll find all sorts of problems. But praise God, the Christian can pray to the Lord about these things. And the Lord can deal with them because he can keep us gripped, if you like. He will not stop us. He'll not let us slide. And that's the same when you get saved. Sometimes people think you can lose your salvation or you'll not be a Christian anymore. That's not the case. Because the Bible says, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. What does that mean? Once you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you're saved for all eternity. Isn't it great to be saved? I trust that if you are saved here today, that you will go on with the Lord in an even greater way, in an even greater fashion. And if you're not saved today, I think me talking about your minister going skateboarding, me riding my bike and so forth, you'll understand that being a Christian is not the end of your life. You can have fun. You can have enjoyment. And praise God, when you die, you've got the best eternity ahead of you of the lot. Will you come and be saved? Will you not trust the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not dull at all. It's good fun being a Christian and having the Christ in your heart and knowing that your sins are all forgiven and you're going to heaven at the end of it. I trust you'll come and be saved. And I want to thank you for sitting up so well. I really do. I don't take that for granted. Thank you for putting up with me and listening to me. And I'm going to hand it back to your minister, and then I'm going to ask the boys here, the secret spies, regarding the prizes. Thank you.